This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello. Good day. You are tuned in to the Words Gaze. We are in the building. Mark Bewley, Ria Besbesesele, in the business, as we always are. You know what it is. We're the best podcast in the world.
Bring it out.
You hanging with the worst guys. You know what it is. This show is always on fire.
Go home, Roger.
Yeah. The topic for today is a hot one. It's a really, really hot one. What makes a man, especially in this day and age? You know, the role of the man has changed so much that we have to now decide what it is for us. You know what I mean? Because the future is feminine, apparently. So now we are trying to understand what our role is, especially as the worst guys. What is the worst guy's role? If we are the worst they can be, what is it? We've got to be the example. What do you think it is?
Hey, we just got to be the leaders, the future.
Yeah. No, but I mean, what do you think it is that makes a man?
I can't say it's one exact thing.
Yeah.
The way you pose that question, what is it? It's not one thing.
What is it? Let's compile it. Yeah.
Hey, man, you must just be, first and foremost, don't try to be macho, man. Be emotionally strong.
Emotional intelligence.
Yes.
Yeah. I think a
niggas
lot of men
is dumb,
miss
that. Oh, fuck emotions, bro. No,
Feel those things. They're there.
Feel those pains. Don't act like you don't feel no emotions.
Yeah, 100%. I hear you. For me, look, we need to draw a line, right? Because let's not lie. What I know, this is my own experience, is that women also like a man who's like dominant. Domination. You can't be weak either. That's another thing, because that's just like, that's who we are as human beings. You know, we've always carried the burden, you know, of providing, of strength, of leadership.
Okay.
So we still gotta have that to some extent. Like, I know a woman feels good when she feels protected, right? So you can't be out here being scared of cockroaches and shit in your house. Or your wife is taking out the rats. You know what I mean?
No, if a wife was to take out the rat, fuck, let her take out the damn rat. I don't like rats. Like, there was a situation like that before, you know, with an ex of mine. And, like, you know, there's a rat. And I'm like, god damn, it's not my place. So you take out the damn rat. She's like, I don't like rats. And I'm like, who the fuck said I like rats? Damn it. You're okay, the man. Okay. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Okay, maybe not the rat one. Maybe not the rat one, but let's talk about the idea that I'm mentioning here. In terms of, there are certain things or jobs that are reserved for men to some extent.
What, taking out rats?
Well, taking out the trash for one. I don't even want my lady to be taking out the trash. That's just not a ladylike job. Okay. You know what I mean? It seems like an arbitrary
in your
example.
Eyes.
Yeah, but it seems like an arbitrary example, but that's how I feel.
I get an equality in reality.
You see, this is another thing, because it's come to a point where in our society, you know, women only want equality when it suits them. You know, it's the certain dirty, dingy, rough jobs that men do that women would never want to do. Like, fucking, I don't know. Being a soldier. Remember being a soldier? That shit, not many women do that shit, right? And it's also something that men have been prescribed to be able to do to some extent. But why men? Why that force? It's because they have that strength.
Exactly.
They have that ability naturally. Do you know what I mean? A lot of the times I think we look at each other as we are today, and we don't look at us as how we've come along, you know, to the point that we are at right now. So I do still think, in a modern sense, there's still manliness. If there's a sound downstairs, you gotta go check that shit out.
No, sir. No, I still disagree.
Why? So, okay, who's checking it out? There's a noise downstairs. Your babe wakes you up. Babe, there's something downstairs. Please, can you go check it out? What do you say?
I say, no, go to sleep. If there's a noise downstairs, then there's someone downstairs. Obviously. So now you want me to go check it out and then get murked. No ways. And then you stay alive and you get all the money in my world. Zero. It's a setup. I'm not going down, bro. There's no ways you can force me to go down and check a noise. I don't care if you say I'm a wuss. In fact, let me state facts. I come from a holiday with my girlfriend and her parents,
uh-huh,
all right?
Uh-huh.
Now, we in Thailand, Phuket, you know, it's all, you know, hunky-dory and lovely vibes. They want to do this Thai foot massage thingy where they let those little fishies chow on the dead skin cells of your feet, uh-huh, and your legs, right? Mm-hmm. So they all up all your tourist things. I'm like, nah, B. I'm not going to put my nigga feet in no goddamn bowl where there's fishies who want to chow my dead skin cells. I'd rather take a rock and scrub it off. You know, the exact way my ancestors did it. But now I'm going to let some, because I'm in Thailand, now I'm just like, then her mother straight up called me a wuss. I was like, it's okay. Your daughter's dating me. Yeah, all right. Your daughter's dating a wuss.
Yeah. It's at the end of the day, still me all up in those guts.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, but I would have, dude, that's how, you see, this is the thing actually we need to chat about. You need to be open to trying new things.
No, bro. I'm 100% okay with trying. I don't do hot food, like spicy food.
Okay.
But we're in Thailand, and dog, lemon and herb, that side is mild, this side. Everything is just spicy. God
damn it. Yeah.
So I dealt with that like a nigga, right? Rings thing, the works. I dealt with it. They even have those, what do you call those morph zines where you can...
Morph Zion.
Your
worst guy's description. Anything and everything. Continue. Yes.
That Morph Zion that you use to clean your ass.
A plunge Morph Zion. I don't know.
No, the spray. The one that sprays.
Spate.
Yeah.
Spate. Yes.
Yeah, that they use like in eastern parts of the world to clean their Morph Zions.
Yeah.
But...
And kids use it, babies.
Everybody does.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And the irrigation system sucks. Dog, I took a shit. That thing did not want to flush.
Oh, no.
It's because they don't use toilet paper. So I put gang toilet paper in.
Oh, so it washes your...
Yes.
Like a Bordeaux.
There we go. Oh, that's the word
okay,
I'm looking
okay.
for.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like, you know when you have diarrhea.
No.
They spray some water in your butt.
No. I know that one. That's
okay,
a butt
so
plunge.
Every toilet is a bidet in Thailand.
Well, in a way, yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, that wasn't the only one. Like, I was called out for being a wuss to the point where they even translated it for me. So you know what a wuss is? It's a pussy. I was like, you guys, you're not making it any better right now.
You know
whether you caught me out for being a wuss or not manly. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to change.
You see, what is being manly now? Because also, if we're talking about emotional intelligence, we have to talk about the idea of men crying. You know, I know women say, it's cool, my man can cry in front of me. But I know deep down, they're like, look at this bitch. I know that. I know for a fact. You can tell me whatever you want. No, Nico. But if you see your man tipping, someone with that ugly cry, that... like that one. You'll be like, no, fuck this guy. It's over. You know what I mean? I know that's true. And I wish actually we should have got a woman in here actually for this episode to come and tell me if I'm lying. But if you do want to comment, please do hit us up on Twitter @_worstguys. We're also on Instagram, @theworstguys, and Facebook, @_worstguys. And leave us a comment, man. We're really good with replying to that shit. Let us know what you think about what it takes to be a man in this day and age. Because it's different. Our role is changing, and we need to be aware of that if you want to get rid of this, you know, whole men are trash stigma and stop abusing the ladies like Garabo, you know. We need to start rethinking it, right?
What do you think is a step in the right direction?
It's complicated because...
No.
Why?
People, as people, we like to make things complicated, I think. Everything is really, really simple, but we just like to... Oh, wait, there's some fucking, you know, technology, science... No, it's plain simple.
Okay, here's my thing.
If it's complicated, uncomplicated. If it...
Okay.
If, tell it to, you have to explain this to a guy who's doing LO in grade 9.
Okay.
Go.
Okay. I want the world to be softer. I think it can be. But because violence and aggression is always an option, I don't think it ever will be. So that's why
the fact men that
that's why men continue to dominate, because oksalayo, you know, that's the ultimate place you can go. At the end of the day, I can beat you up. Obviously, we don't advocate for it, but it's also the same with man-on-man violence and war in general. Is that at the end of the day, if I got bigger guns than you, you're gone. You know, war doesn't prove who's right, it proves who's left. You see, so that's the conundrum. That's what I mean when I say it's complicated, because how do you get rid of that? It's impossible.
No, I think it is possible.
How do you think it's possible?
Let me tell you something. You have to go to a dark place sometimes.
Okay.
Yabano Hitler. Yeah. He came with a plan, but just to the wrong group of people. You know what I mean? You get all of those, I'm going to beat your ass up, guys. You take them to one island, country, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you drop Trump there. All of those bad motherfuckers, all right, in one part of the world. And you let Trump just do his shit with his nukes. And you let, who's this, Kim Jong-un do his thing with the nukes. And then the thing is, we redirect all of them back to that same land in that country. And they must just disappear.
Yeah.
We make them disappear. Imagine if we didn't have a policing system in the world.
Yeah.
It would be mob justice for everybody.
But look, those guys aren't the only ones. I mean, Trump has supporters.
Yes,
so
that's what I'm saying.
We're not getting rid of the
all
problem.
Of them.
How do we get them there? Are you pulling a Samuel Eto? All the people who are enslaved by Donald Trump's mind, you can come onto the plane. We're going to drop
it's
you off somewhere.
That or the people that we take to Mars need to be free thinkers.
How do you... The selection process.
Yeah.
You know...
Did you vote for Trump?
Elon Musk must hold auditions.
Yeah.
As soon as you say, yes, I voted for Trump, it's a no for me, thanks. That's what needs to happen. Okay, so now, that's what I mean. Because that option is there, right? It's hard to make the flip. And that's why, as much as I believe in the idea that the future is feminine, there will always be the right wing. There will always be the opposite side of what I believe and what I think. There will always be men who think that, you know, chopping wood and having big muscles is the manly man, and having a thick mustache, that will always be a man. Do you know? The hunter, the provider. You know, forever... If your wife is provided for you, your niggas are going to think of you like you're a bitch. And it's not even a thing that we think about, really. But if you, my boy, just start chilling and your girl just starts making all the money, dog, I'll look at you and be like, dog, what's happening here, bro? You're the provider. You see, that's one of the labels I think are prescribed to men. You know, especially there's so much pressure on men to provide, to be the leader. And those are the kind of things that we undermine or underlook when we're looking at the relation between men and women. I think these days we do focus a lot on women, and we definitely should. But we're still here.
We're still here.
And we still have a role to play. All right. And that's us trying to figure it out. We're trying to figure out our role, ladies and gentlemen. If you have any suggestions, please hit us up, man, on all the social medias. Let me tell you about what's happening in our lives, guys. We're the worst guys, but we're actually the best. Did you know that? That's why we actually named ourselves the worst guys, because it's ironic. Lol. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. Please let us do know if you believe in what we believe. Yeah. Look at all the niggas that I'm left with now. Less is more, nigga, the stress is gone. The only time I feel the pressure when I'm hey. Alright, pressure. Nasty C. Telling the truth. The whole truth.
And there are way too many pressures as a man. I understand females got their shit going on. Let me tell you guys, everybody in this world
has
everybody
their shit.
Got shit.
Yeah. And I think it's also very relative to the black argument, you know, as hard as it's been, we've all got shit. It's not easy for anybody. Life is hard, man.
So now, the mere fact that everybody's got shit, don't now assume, oh no, you niggas ain't shit. Mm. That nigga could be going through the most.
Yeah, but you
don't know, but you're quick to tear that apart.
Okay, so quick question. I want a complete honesty. Do you think genuinely that the future is feminine? And I mean, like, governments dominated by women, leadership positions, businesses, the works. Do you think it could ever flip?
Okay. I feel like the future is feminine in a sense where their voice is more heard.
Mm-hmm.
They have, like, equal rule.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If we and still need to have rule rather than leadership, value, you know value, what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah.
And they no more overlooked. You know, it's one of those things where we like, yo, we used to fight for female rights.
We used to fight to be able to cross into sentencing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it'll be one of those things where we still, there'll be like memorial things like, remember when the women were fighting, and then this day in 2018, the West guys are talking about the potential of it. And then finally in 2000 and Foot's Egg, it happened, you know, because we don't know when it's coming.
We don't know when
it's coming. But yeah, honestly,
okay. So the leadership role will still be a man's role. That's what you're saying. The FIFA FIFA World Cup final that we're going to is still the men's one. I mean, the one that we're celebrating. That can
hey, what if on? What if it gets to a point where they mix it,
men versus women, or like men and women in one team?
Exactly.
That's
hijack.
Actually your fire idea.
I fucking jam with some. I know some female soccer players that are way better than some of these fucking Bafana.
They got people burning stadiums and shit.
That's Kansas Chiefs. Don't trip.
Yeah, but it's the same thing. Those niggas
same
are
WhatsApp group.
But yeah, but the same guys.
Yeah, but I'm saying that'll be lit. Like, on a basketball court, like on my team, I'd have a LeBron James and Booty. Done.
One LeBron James and Booty.
Distract the rest of the team. LeBron go do his thing. Cause even if you got gang niggas on your side and one female, they won't get distracted. I'm telling you, LeBron's gonna go run riot on that female. Cause niggas is most powerful. That's what we were saying. So, on my team, one LeBron James and gang Booty.
Gang, even the subs, all twelve women.
Cheerleaders. The ladies are fit on my team. Team Worst Guys. 1, 2, 3. Worst Guys! You don't even hear LeBron. Worst Guys. It's just all of those alters on this.
And Sopranos.
My guy, I'm telling you. I know the strategy already. Girl.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, I feel like women are on their way to finding, to breaking through that plateau. This is the plateau. Yeah. This hasn't been a fight that's just, you know, started now. This has been from way back. And with every time that the women keep on pressing on, right, they get closer and closer and closer. Remember, water doesn't break through a rock just by
one
chance
time. Yeah. Or,
you know, it's persistence. Over and over, you will break through the plateau,
corrode the rock.
But the only thing that slows the only thing that slows it down is when people stop the fight. You see, you have to be up in their people's faces. Just the same way in which we're all up on, you know, black excellence and everything. The consciousness has gotten to a level where I feel like if you're black, you're on it.
You just kind of have to be.
You know, you feel like you wear that responsibility and with pride though.
Yeah. So you think women go through the same thing?
Exactly.
Okay.
And now the fact of the matter that men are also doing it as well for the ladies, dog.
Yeah, we're getting closer.
There's safety in numbers.
Yeah, we are getting closer, that's true. But I still genuinely do believe that the man's role will always be, you know, to be strong, to be the leader, to be the hunter, to be the provider. I don't know if that's archaic of me. Do you think that's like ancient thinking?
Straight up, yes.
Okay. So you'd be cool with like your wife out there dominating, bringing home the
bacon. Can I tell you, everybody feels like the dominance comes in the actual doing of the thing. Like, strip it down as well. there's some decisions where you go then act and dominate that you were given assistance from a female party. So who dominated? Was it you? Because you didn't find that gap. Mm. She did. Mm. She put you on. She dominated so that you can dominate. Mm-hmm. So who really dominated?
That's
the thing. You know, some of the decisions that like we've made as a couple, myself and my lady, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or some of the decisions that I've had to make in my personal life. I've asked for her advice.
Yeah.
And having followed through with it, I ended up in a much, much more favorable position. So did I dominate or who was the plug?
Well, you're the face. You're the face. So like, obviously you're a team and we don't know how the team puts on the show. Mm. Like with any performance, backstage is usually frantic and a mess. But as long as the show runs on, you've done well. You've done a good job.
No,
but
fair enough.
You're the face of leadership. You're the face of... She's giving advice on your situation. You know what I mean? I think that's something like similar to behind every strong man, there's a powerful woman. Whatever the case might be. You know, like we all know Michelle Obama was hella dope. But Barack is the guy we talk about. Barack is the leader that we all wanted and see. Even though Michelle Obama was a part and parcel of that package. You know, we'll always talk about Barack first and foremost. You see what I mean? So that's what I'm trying to say in terms of what is the relationship still going to be like? And it also, now that you mentioned...
How much... Like Michelle Obama is also held high in regards.
Yeah, hell yeah. But not higher than Barack. And that's the honest truth. Like, she's hella dope. I love Michelle. But this is... I think this is also that patriarchy coming in. Because we are a patriarchal society. Some people think that's a negative thing. But every society is one or the other. There are matriarchal societies where the females are dominant. And that's just how it exists, you know. Spiders kill the dude that they have sex with straight after, the female spider, black widow spiders, you know. So we are still part of nature. We are still part of an ecosystem that to a large extent we can't control. And I think because we're humans, we've got brains, we think we're the shit, we think we can fine tune nature, and that's not our responsibility.
So like, you know, if you see, I had that analogy in life before, once upon a time. Back in my play days, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, back in the dark.
Back my days. Because I was saying, yeah, we all animals, you know. Mm. You don't see one bull just fucking one cow. Nah, that bull goes around the block, okay?
Yeah.
And he tests out all of the land.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. You know, he loves it. Mm. You know, but we're smarter, like you said.
And this is the thing now as well. Now, when it comes to sexuality as well, I think the physical dominance plays a role in the way our outside world is manifested. I know a woman likes it when you're dominating, dog. When you're out there doing the things, pounding. You gotta be pounding, dog. Kick. That's what I'm talking about. You know, like there is that sense of power exchange between the two of you when you are doing the things, right? Who's got power at which point? It changes, but ultimately, you don't want to feel like you getting fucked. You know what I mean? Like, there's been times where I felt like that, no doubt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's Mal, you know what I mean?
I dare to name drop.
No, don't be a bitch.
No, thank you.
Skinner, bitch. High class. My name is Bitch. That's me. All right. I'm not name dropping because, you know, we don't want to do that. But I've had some people, you know, who dominate me. You know,
you
and I don't
come out of that.
You're feeling like a hoe, dog. Like, you know, women,
you go smoke your cigarettes, you get and you wait for your Uber, and then you go home.
You're so much trembling. See, women who like have high sex drive, they make you feel like a hoe. They're busy unstripping you. You're like, man, you know what I mean?
And they tell you, take it out. Like, I'll take it out when I want to take it out. Don't fucking tell me take it out. Jesus.
Yeah. You see what I mean? So, but now that I've actually mentioned it, now that I think about that exchange, it can be balanced. I genuinely believe it can be balanced.
The power dynamics.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I prefer it when I'm dominating.
Dog, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
So now who's going to win? Women want to dominate, men want to dominate.
Dude,
who has
that's
the most
the thing,
power?
Dog. There's days when you don't have to dominate and you got to be cool with that.
Yeah.
You got to be so cool with that. Knowing that, hey, at the end of this, after she dominates, I'm still the man.
Mm.
You think Jay-Z goes to Coachella and performs with Beyonce and think he's the man? It's Bay Chella. They didn't say no Hove Chella. Beyonce dominated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's cool with it.
He's cool with that.
Because he knows those rag cities are in his favor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Beyonce doesn't have that kind of money.
Yeah.
She's close, but she doesn't have that kind of money. But when it's Coachella, it's Beychella.
Yeah,
Just chill.
I hear you. Okay, so we can interchange the dynamics of power between
we
us.
We have to.
I think that's our responsibility because we have it. You know, currently. So as men, we have to let it go to some extent. You know, we're almost giving the
That's
lad
the
back.
Only way, you know. We got to expropriate this power
without
compensation.
You know what I'm saying? Don't start that again.
No, we went back in the previous episode.
Yeah, we did. Anyway, let's get into a couple of news stories that have caught our attention over the last week. You know the worst, guys. We tell the whole truth and nothing poor.
One more penny, at it again. Read about it.
All right. So, honestly, the most interesting news that I came across this week is that in 2017, streaming made more money than CDs for the first time ever.
I could believe that.
How crazy is that, though?
I could believe that.
Yeah. I could definitely believe it.
Do you know the drive that there was for online streaming by, like, all musicians and, like, cultural influences like Jay-Z with his what's this now, Tidal. And then the whole other platforms, you've got Spotify, you've got SoundCloud, you know, Deezer, all of these platforms, and you can access so many people's music at just the click of a button on one device.
Yeah,
you know. So it's no wonder. I mean, like, saves me having to walk into Musica and take a CD and go listen to it and say, am I going to buy the CD? No. Yeah. Let's go pick another one, listen. Am I going to buy the CD? Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything that makes you feel like something died a little bit? You know, like the cover art of a CD or anything like that? You know, because that's part of, it's like almost a book. You know, a hardcover book will always feel dope. You know what I mean? It'll always feel dope. And now that's gone away. So now how do you feel about that? Is there anything about that you're going to miss? Or are you just cool with seeing the art on the screen when you're buying it?
Dude.
No, actually, just before we continue, we got to introduce an honorary guest. His name is Loiso Mzinyati, and he's in the building with the words, guys. What's up?
What's up? It's good to be back.
Yeah, long time.
It's been such a long time. I'm surprised I kept my honorary status.
You got it. You always got a G. Once a G, always a G. How's it going? You just come from Sgela.
Hey, man, you know that grind.
Yeah. All right, cool. Anyway, we're talking about the fact that in 2017, for the first time, music streaming made more money than CDs.
Yeah, I hear.
How crazy is that? Like, life really changes right before your eyes. And you know what my biggest hope is? I know it's a bit of a drift off, but my biggest hope is that as I get older, I don't become one of those guys who, like, you see, back in my day, you don't know what it was like for
us. That's the thing.
We had to, you know what I mean? I hope I'm always able to adapt, even when I get older. I don't want to become that grumpy old guy.
Dude, I read Who Moved My Cheese. Mm. That thing changed my complete mindset about how to deal with change.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I feel like I almost read it too late, but there's still so much that I can, you know, change and make more favorable towards me. And the whole deal with the CDs and streaming, for example, I wanted to be this way so that we can see what's next after this.
We've got a place to go, we're still moving forward. Because if we stay
in the same place, then people complain, yeah, I know, but everybody's the same sound. Okay, so now when some new people come out with dope sounds, let's be open to hearing them out.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah, I hear you. What do you think, like, in terms of adapting to change? I feel like Loiso is one of those, yes, sis, you guys have it so easy. Yeah? Back in my day, I definitely see him coming
you
out
know,
with those.
Was he not one of those back in high school? Yes, these grade eights. Fuck, man.
No, actually, I don't think so. It was more like John Amalia.
No. You guys are right. Okay. But you know what? In terms of this particular topic, I'm actually on the other side because, I mean, I was going to say, I just recently subscribed to Spotify for 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And really, you can't have that, you know, back in my day mentality, just purely because of how good it is. Yeah, I mean,
it just makes sense.
It's just so much easier. And yeah, it's like practically everyone's, all your favorite artists, the entire libraries, there at a click of a button, you know, no more discs or anything. I mean, I J. Cole's new album dropped, KOD dropped, last week, and I tweeted, just because it's new for me, I was listening to it first day legally for the first time
USB exchange.
Hey man,
and
you
it's quite
know.
Cheap, isn't it? It's like $60 a month or something.
Yeah so premium Spotify premium is $60 a month, and you get pretty much almost all artists. I mean,
that's crazy.
Except like I think Jay-Z and parts of Beyonce, because they have their own title, but everything else is pretty much there.
That's hectic. Okay, so
and for those of us who are boiling on a budget, you can shut it down for a month and still play songs as long as you downloaded them onto Spotify. So, you know.
Hey, I think this guy is a Spotify rep.
I'm starting to sound like one.
Are you wearing a wire?
This was not a paid advertisement.
Yeah, shout out. I have to mention that these days. But yeah, that means technology is for convenience. That's what it's all for.
Exactly.
And this just makes everything more convenient, and it makes more sense. And it also is easier for artists now to become independent. You know, because now you don't need a record label.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's probably the biggest benefit from an artist perspective. You don't need that Universal tag in the corner of your CD anymore.
Dude, at the same time, those people who are all anti this change, like, those are the same people that need to stop using CD-ROMs or flash sticks or whatever, and go get those floppy disks. Go save one assignment on fucking thousands of floppy disks.
I hear you. Okay, anyway, dude, any interesting news or things that have come up in your life recently that you want to chat about? We're in the news segment of the show.
Well, I mean, I've just been, you know, back to school, a grandfather, chilling out at 19, 20-year-olds. There's nothing much. I was listening to the show just before I hopped on. I think you guys covered everything.
Yeah. We kind of did. This is, there's news about Mahu Mapelo in the Northwest and his corruption and all that shit. But, I mean, that's boring news. We just want to talk about the dope shit that applies to us, that we care about, that we think about. So that's going to be it on the news section there. What the worst guys.
Actually, now that I think of it, did you guys cover that story about ANN7?
The guy paying them back, the Gupta's back, and now he owns it.
Manu owns it, and now there's a new channel called Vilagasi.
I actually see the article right now, so it's in live.
Yeah, Vilagasi, yeah. But they've been poaching ANN's clients or employees rather.
Yeah.
And it's just this huge hoopla. It's like, and what I got from it is like, whoa, I didn't even know ANN was still running. Like,
no, they are. So he paid them, the Guptas, the money that he owed them for the channel, just so that he can have it completely, and now it's fully African owned, which is a dope thing.
Yeah, that definitely.
That's a very, very dope thing. So now he's obviously trying to rebrand. I think he's trying to rebrand. And here's the article from Sowetan Live. It says, some employees at African News Network 7, ANN 7, have refused to resign following their affiliation with a rival television station. They said they wanted ANN 7 boss Mzwanele Manyi to fire them instead. Whoa, that's so deep.
It's really simple. I mean, to summarize the article you're speaking of, if you resign, you don't get that 3 months.
What's it called?
What is it? Severance?
Severance package.
You don't get. I mean, I'm finna get paid for the next 3 months. So they're like, listen, you are firing me. That's on you. But I'm not resigning.
That's hella clever. But I'm just happy ANN7 is now owned by a nigga. More niggas everywhere.
Still nigga.
Meghan Merkel represent. You know, this is the type of thing. Invading.
I hope she took Amasi and not 2% to the fucking royal.
Not even Amasi. I hope she stores chicken feet in the fridge, boy, and chows it late at night.
I hope she puts leftovers in the Flora tub and when they open to use butter.
Last night's dinner in an ice cream and all that tub.
That's how nigga she is.
That's what it's like at the
house needs to be smelling like black chic. Duck and Lovely. That's all the house must smell.
And we need Mr. Mean. It must also smell like Mr. Mean.
Has to go in with the Mr. Mean in the, you know what, in the royal house. Buckingham Palace.
She must someone walk around to the kids who are dosing past 11 o'clock just to make sure they're awake. You know, like your mom did. You're sleeping in bed all day. She must go and wake all of them up in that crazy.
Dude, and if any of the royal kids are out but before generation, past generations, it's over.
It's over. She's knocking the door, baby.
Yeah, we watch generations. The legacy. All right.
Woo, yeah, man, it's been a dope-ass show hanging out with you guys. Thank you so much for listening, tuning in, downloading, whatever you do to listen to the words, guys. Please spread the word, spread the love. Word of mouth is the best advertisement. So open your mouth and tell people about the most amazing podcast you've ever heard. It's the words, guys, baby. You know we're here every Wednesday, 2 to 3. And we also have a comedy show.
Oh, yeah.
There's a show.
Every Thursday. We don't stop with the entertainment, baby. That's what we are. That's what we do. You can come to Giovanni's Panavino. It's in Four Ways 173 Main Road, corner Main Road, Witkoppen. Like, the easiest landmark is the huge Heineken billboard. Because some people said they tried to come to our show, but they got lost. But we got a chalkboard now, which directs people exactly to where they need to be.
Just if you're coming from Sandton to Four Ways or Lone Hillside, right? And you just, it's William Nicol, then you turn Main, and you go straight down. Mm. Straight down. You'll see a chalkboard on the left-hand side there, yeah. On 173 Main Road.
And we'll have the lineup. And the lineup tomorrow is Tsitsi Chiyuamla. What's his name?
Tula Kumalo.
Tula Kumalo. And your host with the most, Malcolm Yule.
And Simba, the comic.
The comic king.
Oh.
That's what he calls himself. He's Simba. He's the lion, apparently.
In comedy, do you guys take it seriously? It's like to the point where, like, if somebody is a self-proclaimed king,
yeah.
Oh, you the calm king.
No,
huh?
You better be funny. That's all. If you want to be the king, if you want to say you the king, be the king, dog. There's no problem if you ain't a liar. That's all that matters. So yeah, come to the show every Thursday. We're there. The lineup is mad dope. We'll be there from 8 p.m. The show starts till about 10. Yeah, but anyway, it happens every Thursday. Please come and join us there. Let's build the industry. We're doing this together. Because also, your boy, Malcolm Julie, I'm someone going to give myself a round of applause because I can. It's part of the newcomer showcase, baby. That's happening in May, on the 20th of May, at the Soweto Theatre, where about 24 comedians will be showcasing their talents, introducing themselves to the comedy industry to see if they are worthy. So yeah, if you can come to that, please do. But yeah, support the boy. I know you guys don't really get to choose it.
There were even things that you did in preparation for it. Like yesterday you were with the Microwave Boys.
Yeah, that episode 53 is coming out, I think tomorrow actually. Drops on Thursday. Yeah, that episode 53, I was with the Microwave Boys, Larry, Spaga, and Sipo. Fucking great ass time with those niggas. We had a ball. We laughed our asses off. So yeah, watch out for that episode. And then yeah, just watch the progress as we go to the Savannah Comics Choice Awards. Maybe
we stay doing the most. Maybe. Everybody, right now, we need to it's hashtag Malcolm Dooley Best Newcomer.
No, hashtag Malcolm Dooley all the way.
All the way.
That's
Malcolm Dooley all the way. Yeah.
Take me all the way, yo. Let's get the Ballon d'Or. Anyway, it's been hella dope. You know what it is. We always wrap out with a Words Guys cipher. We got a Words Guys cipher. Oh, actually, wait, we might actually have some advice here. I think somebody. Nah. Okay, let's do some Words Guys cipher. All right. What are we going in with here? You know what? I've been feeling good. I've been feeling like, hey, this is definitely the wrong good life. Nah. You know what? I saw good life. I'm like, oh, this is definitely the Kanye West one. And like, nah, B. So let's see what else we got.
Is that a rerun?
Yeah. It's not a rerun. It's like a. Fuck it. I don't even know. Bro. Let's see if we can do it on this one. If not, we'll just.
Yeah.
We got it. Boy, some signori, you hopping in on this one? Just the ad-lib?
This one out, just for this weekend.
Just the ad-lib, boy, a young skr. Skr? Skr?
Hey.
Skr?
Hey. Skr? It's got Mark and Dule. All the way. Comics Choice Awards. Comics Choice Awards 2018. Hey, Comics Choice Awards 2018. Hey. I said Comics Choice Awards, Comics Choice Awards 2018. Comics Choice Awards 2018. I mean it's 2018. I said greating, I'm trying to be great. I know you can really relate, but I'm gonna take my package all the way to that date. That date in September, they waiting for me to carry that trophy for the worst guys team. You see, I'm a real SG, but I need your support. Come and holler at me, because I can't do this alone. It's not just for me. I'm representing everybody who struggles, my G, because I came from the bottom. I'm going to the top. Comics Choice Awards, yeah, we never ever stop.
Yo, Mike, Malcolm Dooley, all the way, all the way. Comics Choice Awards, Comics Choice Awards 2018. Yeah. Comics Choice Awards, Comics Choice Awards 2018.
Yeah.
Comics Choice Awards, Comics Choice Awards 2018.
At Comics Choice Awards 2015, we had just been on the scene for about 3 months, but at last we finally got our chance.
Hey.
My niggas on the map, I said my niggas on the motherfucking map, and we landed here on earth. Serve our purpose, hear our worth.
Hey.
We got so much greatness, how can you hate this? I
how?
Said we got so
how?
Much greatness,
how
can you
how?
Hate this? I mean, I go by the name of R-E-H-A-B, and I came to give you what you need from
me.
And that
me.
Goes all the way from the love and all the positivity I could ever give to you, I could ever give to thee. Bless your mommy and your daddy, probably your sister will even come through to me and say, could you please bless me? I said, get down on your knees, no please.
Hey, we want Mike, Malcolm Dooley, all the way, the way. Comics Choice Awards 2018. I said Comics Choice Awards, Comics Choice Awards 2018. Comics Choice Awards, Comics Choice Awards 2018.
Yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to us. We're the worst guys. We will be back next week, same time, same place. Much love, y'all. You know we appreciate it. This honor, appreciate it. This love, appreciate it. We out.
Worst.
This is CliffCentral.com.